Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on to our Tuesday, April 23rd edition of Sports Talk. Me and Charlie Long taking it out 6:30. That's when LSU baseball will be taking the field. Once again, the Tigers taking on Nichols tonight. First pitch at the box, 6:30. Have it for you on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Right now, welcoming into the show as we get ready for the NFL draft, college football and pro analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler, joins us. Ryan, how you been getting ready for the big day?
I'm doing well, guys. Appreciate you having me on. It's look, 48 hours away from this thing, ready to get this thing rolling, guys.
Definitely. I know everything is kind of sped up right now. Everyone's busy getting final notes ready for Thursday night. Appreciate your time, Ryan. Curious for you, we're going to get right into it with the Saints, obviously. They have pick number 14. Everyone expecting them to go offensive line. Luckily, it is a tackle-heavy draft. Who are you expecting to be around for this team, and do you have them going offensive tackle in round one?
Yeah, guys, I do think offensive line would be the immediate focus for me, right? If I'm GM Mickey Loomis, I think you look at this offensive line and it just flat out has not worked with Trevor Penning as far as the technical deficiencies that he had coming out of Northern Iowa, to where it was fun seeing him throwing around people at the FCS level, but the technicality that requires at the position that you just have not seen in these first few years of his career, and of course the nasty injury that he suffered in his first year kind of hampered his production just a little bit in progression. But I think if you're there at 14, I think an Olufoshanu from Penn State is there. I think that'd be a home run type of selection. And it's crazy to even say and project Olufoshanu, a potential top 6-7 lock, we're sitting here in October, November, December, to be there at 14. But it's really just how things change, guys, over months and months and months, and teams talk and coaches talk. And at the end of the day, when you look at this tackle class and you parallel prospects, right, with Olufoshanu or Joe Alt, and you watch the Ohio State tape, Olufoshanu for a lot of teams is on his face a little bit too much against a guy like JT Tuimoloau. So, but for me at 14, I think you plug and play Olufoshanu, protect the blind side of Derek Carr or whoever the quarterback is in the future moving forward for New Orleans there at 14th overall.
Ryan, before we get to the rest of the first round, because I do have a question about, you know, teams that could trade up to get a player that they would like, I want to ask you about the second round pick, because there is a big gap between their second round pick and then their next pick in the fifth round. It's, I think, like they pick at 45 in the second round. I think their next pick is 150. So it is huge. So that makes that pick super important. Of course, they can always trade up with some of those picks that they have in the fifth round to get back into the fourth or maybe even the third. But at 45, I mean, I know it's kind of a blanket question because a lot of players could go ahead of that, but what are some kind of prospects that you like early on in the second round for the Saints team?
Yeah, I think wide receiver is a major focus for me, guys. I think you look at this offense right now and you're trying to take some attention off of Chris Olave. I know he's a hell of a talent. He's a hell of a ball player. But the only other guy in the roster right now is Rashid Shaheed. And Michael Thomas is now gone. He's a free agent. He doesn't even have a contract with another NFL team. So I think getting somebody on the perimeter that's an inside-out alignment versatile guy that's physical as well. At 45 overall, my focus, if he's there, I would love for it in New Orleans. If he is there, is Ricky Pearsall from Florida or a Roman Wilson from Michigan. They're a little bit different body types. But as far as what you're going to get immediately from those guys on the perimeter, as far as smooth hands, They'll stick their face in the mud in the ground game for you as far as blockers on the perimeter. This is a day and age where designated touches and specific packages for guys are in offensive structures. They can do that for you on the outside. Red zone threats as well. They're not the biggest guys in the world to where you just want a guy at 6'5", go up and get it in the back of the end zone. They'll win at the front pylon as well for you. So at 45 overall, expand the playbook with a receiver beyond Chris Olave. And I think I'll just allow this offense to continue to evolve, because at the end of the day, I know there's a lot of attention over these past few years with Alvin Kamara, but he's just flat out not the same player that he was a few years ago, even though Saints fans probably don't want to hear that.
Ryan, non-Saints question, looking at the first round of the draft, Mike Dettillier always likes to say that this draft starts at pick 4. I think the top three quarterbacks, despite whatever buzz you might be hearing, the top three picks are going to all be quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Maybe you could swap up 2 and 3 depending on, you know, what your preference is. But at pick 4, the Cardinals, and then at pick 5, the Chargers, both of those are definite trade-down spots for those squads. For a team like Minnesota that has apparently fallen in love with J.J. McCarthy in the pre-draft process, they get a second first-round pick this year by trading 2 seconds to the Houston Texans to get the 23rd overall pick. So now they have 11 and 23. That's a lot of ammunition to potentially move up into the top 5. Which of those spots do you think is more likely? Do you think it's the Cardinals, or do you think it's the Chargers to potentially move down for a team like the Vikings looking for J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to be tough to judge, guys. Specifically, when you look at Arizona, I mean, it's going to be hard to really get GM Monty Austin for off that 4 spot to get a chance at Marvin Harrison Jr. And at 5, I know a lot of talk has been around Malik Nabers, but I've been told that, look, do not be shocked if it's Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame, who they've absolutely fallen in love with in this process, which throws a complete wrench in this process, guys, because in New York at 6, potentially wanting to make a move for a guy, and they don't think Daniel Jones is the guy for the future, even though they paid him last year. Now they could potentially have a shot at a Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze, one of those guys they didn't think they would even have a shot at. But for me, if I think it's one of those teams that I think is going to trade out, the team with less holes, and for me right now, that is the LA Chargers. I would not be shocked. I mean, Minnesota, look, I know that they've made some calls to New England, but New England's been saying, we're not trading out of 3. I would be shocked if Minnesota doesn't move up to 3 and sell the farm 11, 23 future firsts. They absolutely have fallen in love with not only J.J. McCarthy in this process, but also Drake May in this process. And they would, and Kevin O'Connell would not be upset if Jaden Daniels was also there, but I fully expect him to be the pick at 2 for the Washington Commanders. But out of one of those guys, if I expect them to move back, I do expect it to be a GM, new GM in Los Angeles, and Joe Hortiz, as far as moving back, getting more picks, and just allowing someone to come up, get their quarterback, and move forward here in 2024.
Ryan, would love your take on where you think a guy like tight end Brock Bowers ends up going in round one. Doing tons of these mock draft simulators, there were a few times he ended up becoming available to the Saints at number 14. And just curious, do you think he lasts that long? Because, man, oh, man, it would be really tempting to take him in that spot if you're New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Brock Bowers is a heck of a ball player. I'll even say his tape against Auburn this year, you pull any prospect or any position in this class and you try to find tape that was as good as Brock's against Auburn, I don't think you can find it. I think that one game specifically, you want to know what Brock Bowers is going to offer as a guy that's going to block his tail off, get in space, and create mismatches. Watch Georgia versus Auburn, specifically Brock Bowers. But he's a top 10 player for me in this class, guys. And if he's there for New York at 10, bringing in Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses as your bookend tackles, I know that's not the young, spry additions that they may want to make there at 10 if they really like a Talese Fuaga or a Troy Fautanu from Washington to add that guard tackle versatility with an elite athletic profile. But really, Brock Bowers at 10 for me for the New York Jets. We saw what Aaron Rodgers did with a guy like Robert Tonyan and his career in Green Bay. Brock Bowers is a Lamborghini compared to Robert Tonyan and what he offered at the tight end position. So if he's there at 10, for me, that's where I would go if I was GM Joe Douglas.
Ryan, appreciate the time from you today. And like I said, know everybody's super busy right now getting ready for the action to start on Thursday. I'll be talking to you soon, and enjoy the NFL draft like all of us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. You guys as well. Thanks so much. Talk soon.
That's NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.